Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, January 17, 2008, is a look at the Packers' mauling of the Seahawks, and a breakdown of the NFC Championship game against the Giants. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Snap to Favre on third down, looking downfield. He's hit, spins away, stumbling, rolling right, shovels it forward. He's got Donnelly inside the five, down to the three-yard line. Oh, you talk about improvisation.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you
two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today, we'll look at the magical game in the snow against Seattle. Aaron will try to defend himself against angry Ryan Grant fans.
I'll do better than
and
try.
And, of course, we'll break down the NFC Championship first time in 11 years game in Lambeau against the New York Football Giants. So let's get started.
And what better place to start than the good, the bad, and the ugly?
We got the good. We got Brett Favre.
We got Mike McCarthy.
We got Mark
Houser,
shutting
baby.
Down Patrick Kearney.
Where are all the national pundits talking about Patrick Kearney?
Wait, the first time in 129 starts for Patrick Kearney that he has zero defensive statistics.
Not one.
Zero.
Wait. Let's listen to all the Patrick Kearney apologists. There they were.
Somebody was texting me about their apologists.
I guess so. That was a single text
we got
in
the,
defense.
We got the bad. We got
Ryan Grant.
Which I 100% disagree with.
Well, we'll get to this in a second.
Yeah, we will. We got the ugly.
We have Kenny Albert. And someone actually wrote in and commented in defense of Kenny Albert. And that's ridiculous.
It's the same people that that defend, what's his name, Tony Kornheiser.
All I got to say is Kenny Albert is possibly, this was my first game in high def all year.
Oh.
And when he came on the screen.
I almost spit my coffee out just then.
When he came on the screen, I just about screamed in horror.
See, that's funny because.
That is an ugly man.
He was in it was either the Seattle game or the Minnesota. He was the announcer for that game.
Oh my God.
And I was just recording them onto my DVD. So
right.
I just saw him, which is really funny because I've been seeing him in HD at least one or two times during the regular season.
He is an ugly man.
Yeah,
and
not ready
who
for
says
HD.
Otherwise,
I don't like talking bad about people, but if you're going to put
you're
yourself
on television
out there.
You and you're in HD. You got to come.
You
got to
be ready for
HD. You better be ready for HD, and he sure ain't.
Woo.
Anywho, on to the Ryan Grant controversy.
It's not really a controversy. You're just trying to be like,
I'm not.
You're
look,
right.
I'm not
against
the one who
the
generated
Patriots,
all these comments and emails.
Against the Patriots, Ryan Grant could not afford to fumble.
Against any team. All right. I want you to think about
know.
Remember losing to Denver in the Super Bowl.
No,
think about it.
No, I have to.
Think about how
I have
horrible
to tell
you felt.
I have to tell you that, like any Packer fan who watches the freaking football, we understand with 3 minutes into the first quarter and you just fumbled the ball and it's 14-0, you got a pretty sick thing in your stomach going on.
That's the thing. Think about it. Think about remember back to
no,
where, well, how you were feeling
but
after
then,
that second. Wait, let
but
me finish.
Then,
let me finish.
But then.
Think about how you felt the moment that second touchdown was scored and it was 14-0. And the realization came home that this could be the end of the season.
But then the realization came home that Greg Jennings, Donald Driver,
it was all very nice.
And then
all
some
I'm
Ryan
saying,
Grant for 210 yards for a playoff record. I mean, it's hard. It's like
great.
It's like
wonderful
redemption. It's like yin and yang there.
I
you
hear
know?
You. All I'm saying is you can never attain perfection, but you must always, always be striving for it. That's from Bill Walsh himself. You've got to do it by the books, especially if you want to win a championship. Which, if you don't want to win a championship, why are you out there?
Oh, okay, go there.
I'm just saying that's
well, I'm
what
just
needs
saying,
to happen.
You know what?
That's why he's in the bad category.
I don't want to
because you want to win the championship.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I called Bubba Franks.
You did call Bubba Franks,
and it
you
was
did.
Greg Bedard who was questioning Tauscher, who brought up the whole controversy
I couldn't
of that.
Believe that. You're
which I think is a
right.
little unbelievable for a local writer to even question
well,
Tauscher.
He's his first year on the Packer beat,
it's
so
true.
I guess we'll let that slide. But we here at Cheesehead TV called it. We said Tauscher was going to shut him down, and he shut him down. And then Tremont Williams.
And
came
Tremont
to play.
Williams, I saw him at the Carolina game. That punt return was really ridiculous.
And you know what's interesting is that people keep picking on him. You know, he's their nickel now. They pick on him the way they used to pick on Jared Bush.
You always pick on number three. It's hard not to when your number one is Al Harris and your number two is Charles Woodson.
Exactly. But Tremont Williams has answered the bell. Yeah, they've completed some on him.
Yeah.
The kid is scrappy. He's competing. I really like him.
I hear you. I wouldn't put Tremont Williams one-on-one with Amani Toomer.
No.
No, that's not happening.
Absolutely not. But hey, Cheesehead TV, we called it, ladies and gentlemen. We like to toot our own horn.
And I think for this reason that it's the New York Daily News found us, because all of a sudden, reporters are knocking down our door. I don't know why this is.
It is pretty interesting.
I have a little montage. People have actually, they think the voicemail is like a real number, but they don't realize it's a podcast. So check this out. You're going to be kind of amazed what you hear.
Hey, guys, this is Dave Goldener calling. I'm a reporter with the Daily News. We wanted to make you part of our coverage of the hype for the big showdown.
My name is Mike Hemeter. I'm a radio reporter.
Whoa, boys. There's plenty of Cheesehead TV love to go around.
We want to say thank you to all the reporters that included us in their coverage of the NFC Championship game.
Oh, and also not included in that montage, an email from the Wausau Daily Herald.
What's up, Wausau?
What up, Wausau?
I just want to, I think it's amazing. Thank you, New York, for beating Dallas.
Oh.
Let's say that for 2 seconds.
Let's marinate in that. Because that's
marinate.
A brilliant thing.
It really is. First time in 11 years.
What
this
did you
do? This is going to be my first Lambeau Field NFC Championship game in my life. I've only had one opportunity
to go to Lambeau at NFC,
and I was like 18.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know it, but Corey is going to the game.
Oh yes,
he's gonna be there. I'm not.
I'm gonna be in my grandpa's seats with my uncle Randy.
That's gonna be great.
My cousin Dennis. Oh, let's listen to my cousin Dennis real quick.
Hi, this is Dennis from Wisconsin. Glad to be a part of your show. Wish you all the best of condolences to the New York Giants fans out there. The pack is back, guys.
He is correct. The pack is back.
And I'll tell you what's back.
What's that?
Power running game.
The power running game. Conspicuous by its absence
and
this
season. If Aaron were the coach, it would be called the Power T.
Oh.
Much like the Model T.
Much like it.
But instead, thanks to Holly, a commenter who we're going to hear from later.
New reader and listener.
Says the name is Rhino.
And Falcon.
I like Rhino and Hippo better. Hippos
well,
are more dangerous.
Animals, I understand.
Yeah,
but you know what is dangerous? Is Bubba Franks motioning left or right and then plowing into the middle of the line.
Yeah, opening I like that.
Wide holes for Ryan Grant.
I like
Grant.
Ryan Grant being able to go, should I go left or should I go right?
Part of my master plan. Oh, it was fantastic to see in the snow a return to good old-fashioned smash mouth football.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
And the thing is, it was not a reaction to the elements. Like,
no.
You could tell that was their game plan.
Yeah, well,
going into the game.
You know, there still were 23 passes that were
23. Only 23.
Amazing.
I mean, he completed 18 of them. It was just
unbelievable. Well, my dad and I were kind of arguing because I'm just like, you know, look at us. Like, look at us.
Right.
We don't need to throw that much to be potent.
Potent. 173 yards he threw, 3 touchdowns. I mean, that's all you need.
Yeah, 3 touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns.
Come on.
How do you really need it?
Passing. That's right. But I mean, that
was
ridiculous.
No, it was 3-3.
Was it 3-3?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I mean, that was ridiculous. It was unbelievable. The fact that Favre, he's just so judicious with the ball. The running game, they have to honor it. And McCarthy just came out in these tight formations and basically said, we're going to smash you in the mouth.
Yeah.
And that's what they proceeded to do.
That was pretty badass.
It was fantastic. You know what else was badass? Was that the kind of no-look touchdown to Greg Jennings.
Yeah, although I was a little scared. I feel like I keep feeling like this audible, this
hidden audible.
Brett and one guy knowing and everybody else doing a run.
Right. Is going to catch up with them?
Is going to bite us back.
Well, Greg Easterbrook noted it in his TMQ column this week in ESPN.com. And I got to say, you know, on the play in question, the Jennings touchdown, you do see Darren College like 5, almost 8 yards down the field when the touchdown's happening. And I've been wondering all season why that's not illegal man downfield. And I have to say, there's a commenter on our blog, PRC.
Is Patrick.
Is that his name? Patrick.
Yeah.
Does a great job breaking it down. And he actually posted something on our forum at cheeseheadtv.com.
Yeah, I stickied it.
That lists the actual rule from the NFL rule.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's great.
Explaining why it's not a penalty.
I think somebody wants to be a forum moderator on Cheesehead TV.
Patrick, your new job. There you go.
There you
go. We pay you in beer or some such thing.
Or, podcasts.
But yeah, right. Free podcasts.
Bikini girls pictures.
Exactly. So it's interesting. I hope it keeps going unpenalized,
well,
so to speak.
Let's hear what McCarthy didn't say about it.
I really don't want to get into specifics of how we do things. I mean, it's a scheme that we use over and over again all year, and based on what Brett and Greg did on that particular plays on film. But it's a run pass option that we've done. We do a lot of.
Oh yeah, they do a lot of.
They do a lot, and they do it very successfully.
You know, and the change for this game is that it is Jennings. It's not Driver.
I know, it's been Driver most of the year. And the thing is, like he says, they've been doing it all year, but they're doing it better and better every time. And I think that's a team.
Well, and
as a
it's
whole.
Different receivers. I mean, if you're
exactly.
a cornerback, you can't.
How do you key?
How do you?
You can't.
Yeah,
you can't key every single play. Oh, if I see a run, oh, it could be a pass.
Oh, if
you know?
He looks at Ruvell Martin,
it could be a hidden audible. I mean. Across the board, the team has just got the chemistry. It's just unbelievable. And that's on both sides of the ball.
It's true.
I mean, look at the game Atari Bigbee. I mean, easily.
When you are in a divisional playoff game and NFL Films inside the NFL goes to three of your tackles.
Yeah. No, it was.
That's lights out right there.
Easily his finest game of the season. I mean, hands down. And this is a guy who in the middle of the year, people were calling for him to be benched.
And who in training camp, who we didn't even know.
No,
I remember,
nobody knew who
I
was.
Remember one of our first podcasts talking about
Atari.
He's
who?
Got a cool name.
And I said, ColecoVision who? I mean, and here he is having the game of his life. And I think we had someone call into the podcast line.
Yeah, Russell from Vermont. Here he is right here.
Gentlemen, this is the caller from Vermont. My name is Russell. Can you believe we are one game away from going to the Super Bowl? Would either one of you have ever even dreamed of this? I know I wouldn't have. My son, who now downloads your podcast, Tari Bigby, Jekyll Hyde, I said earlier when I called you, I am so on the bandwagon. What a absolute sick performance he had the other day.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
he did. He had a sick. The whole defense did. And the whole team did.
The whole team.
You know, like I said, they're playing their best football at the best possible time.
And they're finally getting national media slash...
getting some due.
I like how Packer Geeks, the guy who writes for Packer Geeks,
right.
He says that the national media really equates to New York.
It's true. I mean,
it is
the
true.
East Coast bias is a real thing because it's all in New York. So it's the truth. And we are, you know, you've seen a lot more coverage of the Packers.
Yeah.
Still a little swallowed
it's okay,
up by all the air.
It's okay,
because
we'll still be underdogs.
New England is taking. But
we're not underdogs in this game, but if we win this game, we'll be underdogs.
The biggest underdogs
I love
in the Super Bowl
that.
Ever.
That's the anti-1997.
Exactly. But having said all this, our next caller, Holly, makes an excellent point about all the hype Green Bay is getting.
As much as I love to see so much good press about Green Bay, I know that we've got to buckle down and get the work done in order to move on. But I want to thank you guys so much for helping make this week bearable for me. I came late, I know, but Corey's remix has been getting me pumped up for the game, and I'm definitely looking forward to a great matchup. Thanks a lot, guys, and I hope that you continue to do this because you make it a whole lot more fun to listen to and to watch the Packers. All right, take care. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Hey, you keep listening. We'll keep doing it.
Yeah,
don't
we like
worry.
To hear ourselves talk.
Right. The Packer Remix still getting some more love.
Packer Remix will be getting love, hopefully, through the year 2174.
I mean, good luck. The thing will never die.
Podcast. Packer Remix 87.
It's like Rambo. This thing just keeps, 20 years later, it's back and it's pissed. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. It's an exciting year. Keep calling.
Call the podcast voicemail, 646-797-2909.
Tell us what you think after we win the NFC Championship.
In?
Lambeau Field. All right, who's going to the game?
Me.
Who's not going to the game?
You.
That's correct. All right, let's get past that.
Okay.
I'll be looking for you on the television.
I wish you could be there with me.
I wish I could be there, but you hold down the fort. It's going to be an exciting time. Let's break this game down.
Let's go Packers secondary versus Giants wide receivers.
That's not even
wait,
not even a contest.
Sorry, I just said that wrong. I meant to say Giants wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, let's face it. Burris is a shell of himself. One catch, 4 yards against the Cowboys.
Shockey's
on IR. They've got tumor, basically.
Let's put it this way. I looked at the Giants regular season stats.
Mm-hmm.
Burris and Shockey accounted for 1,600 yards of offense, of receiving offense.
And now we've taken that away.
Toomer's got 760 for a 12.9 average, but and in the playoffs, he stepped up. He's got a 14-yard average now.
Well, that's because Manning is looking for he's his security blanket at this point.
He's got to go to somebody, because check this out. The top five receivers for the regular season for the Giants,
right.
Burris, Toomer, Shockey, Ward,
There's
and Jacobs.
No longer in there.
So basically, Toomer and Jacobs. And Jacobs, he's really good.
He's a good back. He's not a pass-catching back, though.
He's good, know? Though. There
yeah,
is,
he is
something
he
to
is
be said
back.
To the fact that, remember, Packer fans, I know everybody knows this, we made the great trade for Ryan Grant. Ryan Grant, what, fifth round, sixth round? I mean, the
fifth
Giants...
string back.
The Giants had a lot to pick from in all of their running backs.
Exactly.
And Ahmad Bradshaw and...
He's no joke.
He's not.
A kid can run.
He doesn't catch a lot in the backfield. He's only got, for the regular season, he's 2 for 12.
Right.
And the postseason, he's 2 for 15, which is not
That's
bad.
That's the thing, though.
7.
It's like,
yards.
I think you'll see him worked in more.
Oh, yeah.
As
well,
he,
you've
you know,
seen
he's a
that
rookie.
The last 3 weeks, definitely, it seems like
That's
he's
the
been
thing.
Working
He hasn't
a lot.
Caught that many balls, but when he does something with them.
Well, let's talk about the Packers' D-line versus the Giants' O-line.
Oh, you know, you got to love Campman on McKenzie.
You
got to love Jenkins over there on the other side.
Yeah.
And I think... you know, I like
Jenkins
Corey
could
Williams
have another,
playing a game.
He had a great game, but he could take it to a whole nother level now.
Absolutely. Especially just crashing down from the ends. I mean, Campman, I think he's going to just work McKenzie like a prize fighter. He's going
to
jab, and then bust inside for a sack.
I got to go with Packer D-line, and we got to go with Packer secondary. We didn't quite define that, but we definitely go with the secondary.
Oh, yeah, check marks in both of those columns.
And Bob Sanders versus Kevin Gilbride.
Oh, God. Talk about a... I won't say dumb versus dumber, but it's like...
oh, no.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Lombardi versus Landry, it ain't. You know?
Bob Sanders says a lot in his press conferences.
I know. But I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about the fact that the man shows no imagination, and that's what concerns me.
I don't know.
But the fact that he's going against Kevin Gilbride, who also shows no imagination.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about play calling vanilla.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Kevin Gilbride or if it's Tom Coughlin.
Right.
But the offensive play calling for that team
I'm telling you, the end of the game against the Cowboys
it's
was
wanting.
Excruciating
It's wanting.
Watch. That six plays, you can't get 10 yards? That was harsh.
Yeah.
Very,
well,
very
and we all know
harsh.
That... tight end is like kryptonite to Bob Sanders.
I know, right? And that rookie tight end for the Giants, I think Boss is his last.
Yeah.
He's coming on.
Yeah, they've been going to
him. They've been going to him quite
a bit. When you look and Manning's weapons are gone, they got to go to somebody.
They got to go to somebody. And hey, if you're Kevin Gilbride and you're looking for a matchup to exploit, I would try and get Boss on Atari Bigbee all day.
I don't
so
know. I'm
we'll
going
see.
With Bob Sanders on that call just because he has been bringing pressure. We've been calling him out about no
bit.
Pressure.
He's
and
brought we've, Woodson a couple times.
And the guys even said, I was listening to some of the other audio from the locker room.
Right.
It's not necessarily, they've been getting pressure.
Right.
Like
they've been
quarterbacks
disruptive.
Are feeling
yes,
the
yeah,
pressure.
Of course, they have. They've been disruptive.
Might not be sacks. It might not be
I
the over-the-top stuff, but it's inside. It's.
No, I hear you. They're doing their job, and he's sending people, and they're causing disruption. I just worry about if he meets someone down the road. But let's not deal with that right
yeah,
now. Let's
yeah,
deal
yeah.
with this week. I think he beat
if Jeremy Shockey
yes.
was playing for the Giants right now, we'd be very afraid.
I
would be.
I'd be afraid just because it's Bob Sanders.
You know what I'm afraid
anyway.
Of? I'm afraid of the defensive line of the Giants. I really am.
Well, as well you should be because they're fantastic. Their whole defense is fantastic. They led the NFL in sacks. So if we move over to the other side, you know, look at the Giants defense against our offense. Yeah, we were number two in the league on offense, but their defense is no joke.
No, and Joe Philbin talks about their defensive line. Let's listen to that.
You know, you don't want to let the Giants get you into a one-dimensional game. And if they do, they can tee up and just, you know, they have overload blitzes. They've got empty blitzes. They've got zone blitzes. They've got, you know, inside crosses. They got it all, and they execute it very well. So you want to stay a little bit ahead of schedule on those guys. You don't want to get forced into 2nd and 10 and 3rd and 11 and 3rd and 9 because then, you know, you're playing into their hands a little bit. So, you know, our ability to stay on track is going to be a key in the ballgame.
You know how you counter all that, all those blitzes? You hit them in the mouth.
That's true.
You just smash it.
Little rhino
face.
Mix
little,
it up with
little
falcon.
Heck yeah. I want to see a lot of it.
I wouldn't mind seeing Jumbo.
The return.
Just pull
of
it out. Just do it.
Bring it. You know,
if
just,
you had Costin, then you'd have more reason
I
to
know,
probably.
Exactly,
but
right. I do. I
cool.
just think we gotta smash it down their
oh, yeah.
fucking throat. You know, just
oh yeah, it's
to
gonna be
bring
so
it.
Cold and so good.
Just hit them. You
oh,
know,
man.
Over and over and over again, and you just loosen them up, and then. Double D.
And
then a little Greg Jennings.
Little
and
Greg Jennings.
Game over.
And some James Jones.
James Jones. I wrote about this week, and I gotta say, yeah, I'm so happy to see this kid come back, so to speak. You know,
he's
people
the,
are saying
I like James Jones.
I do too, and he's only a rookie.
He drops, but he's a rookie.
He's only going to get better. Mm. You know, and coming into December, people were talking about how Robinson was making the move, was going to take his job, and I was shocked. I was shocked to see how much he was in there in three wide receiver sets. I was shocked how much Brett went to him. This is a playoff game.
Yeah.
This is your season. And they were targeting Jones almost as much as any other receiver. And then he responded.
His runs after the catch are really kind of ridiculous.
He's great.
Now,
he's great.
Compared to Driver, long way to go.
But it's like I said, his whole mentality, they really need to work. Like, when he catches the ball, he's a great hands catcher. He brings it into his body. But he doesn't attack the ball. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with his run after the catch. It's night and day with Driver. Driver runs as though it's the last time he's ever going to run in his life.
Because that's he's a seventh round pick, exactly. That's how he's always lived in the NFL.
That's how badly he wants it. And Jones has got to learn that. He's like, every yard is precious, and he's got to get it every single time. And that will come. That will come. And this is his rookie year.
Well, you know what might not come?
What's that?
Darren College.
Easy, don't say that.
Darren College.
I'm
sorry.
No problem on the outsides. Everyone wants to talk about their edge rush. I got no problems there.
No.
Where I'm scared?
It's inside.
Justin Tuck.
Definitely.
Versus Darren College.
I'm scared of Darren College just forgetting that he has to block for Brett Favre.
Gosh. Actually, one time in practice this week, they reported this on one of the practice reports. They were doing a running play, and Darren decided it would be a good idea to pass block.
Yeah, that always helps.
Yikes. This is the week of the NFC Championship. Are you serious?
Yeah, we're serious.
Oh, that's some scary stuff.
It's the weak link, folks.
He is.
And you know what? Mike McCarthy is a brilliant and enough play caller
right.
to mask the deficiencies of Darren College.
And that's why we see a lot of tight ends coming into the backfield, why we see two fullbacks. I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to help your weakest link.
Well, when you're running that Rhino and that Falcon, it's a nice time to chip and then have the little checkdowns that give
somebody
you so much. I mean, come on.
Hey,
that's
you know,
money
we're just
bank.
Using this as an excuse to say Rhino and Falcon many times
like
as we can.
I like to use Rhino. Rhino.
I love it. I love it. I hope we see it all day.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.